BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Scott Mills' daily podcast for Friday. On it, Chris has another one of his ideas and goes into the office to try it out. Also, we play the older or newer game with some really weird stuff that seems to be in the charts still overseas. Especially in Lithuania, the charts are proper weird. Also, Grimmy's feeble attempt at a Who this morning on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. We relive the joy of the LSU video and Danny Howard on Real or No Real.
BBC Radio 1.
So it's Friday, isn't it? Yep. And we have got Pitbull and Kesha, a bit of Farm for you before 1:30. And also Tiesto on the remix of Ellie Goulding next. Do you know what I woke up with this morning?
No.
The LSU song in my head.
Oh, I saw your tweets. Yeah.
Someone just tweeted, texted in going, because it's happiness week, can you please make me happy and play the LSU song? So this is a song that we've been playing for a while now, and it's from Loughborough Students' Union. And they make a lot of videos to the tune of popular hits.
Yes.
And well, this one is one of their best, probably their best.
It is the best.
Yeah.
It's very clever how they've used Naughty Boy's original song and thought of words that really do fit.
Yeah. I mean, you almost think it's the actual original song. LSU. I wish I was a student there.
Hey. We're exec.
At the Students' Union is where you'll find
makes
us.
Me happy.
Volunteer
and meet.
Nightlife sets room one on fire. Get involved, your time will tire.
Lol that we know all the words.
Why was this never a live lounge?
I don't know. We should get, yes, they should.
Oh, my word.
LSU in the live lounge would be awesome.
Yes, we promise you the time of your life.
She's my favourite.
DJ cocktail, salsa, skydiving, debating, touch, rugby and flying.
Over 70 societies.
Come down to student voice before you get.
I don't know how I remember it.
I know it all.
We are always on your
side. Postgrads, get in touch.
But
it's the best.
If you think there's more we could do, come to the office to see us.
I love it!
Here at LS, LSU, time of your life. Here at LS, LSU.
Oh, this is just, it just doesn't stop giving.
Here at LS, LSU, always on your side. We're exec at LSU.
There's loads for you to do at LSU.
It's my fave.
For 4 years, Rock has raised $1 million.
Democracy gives you the chance to speak. The sport you can't top it. Volunteer until you drop it.
Oh, it's so good. I saw one of them tweet that they're working on a new one.
I just really hope they don't over try. See, they know what they're doing now. That's the problem. It's never going to match that.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
We were talking yesterday about Beyonce being allergic to perfume on Real or No Real, which means she can't wear any of her many perfumes that she's brought out in the shops because it brings her out in hives. It's a big old rash. Beyonce does not want a rash, girlfriend.
I don't think it should be allowed that, but anyway.
What, that she doesn't wear her own perfume?
She shouldn't have a perfume that she can't wear.
Oh, come on, no famouses wear their own perfume.
But they
should. We said this yesterday.
All right.
They should have to.
They should.
One Direction have to wear their perfume
at all
times.
I agree. If they're going to release a perfume that smells, you know, girly, they should have to wear it.
I was saying, I met someone last night that actually proudly wears the 24 cologne, which is the fragrance from the TV series 24. It's even got like the lettering from the dude.
I don't understand.
Dude, who knew they did a fragrance?
Are there other TV shows?
I don't know. Is there one for like Downton Abbey?
Yeah, it's a great idea.
The fragrance. I like that. I didn't even know that was a thing. The TV series have their own perfumes now. But also, like, David Beckham doesn't wear his own one. That's quite nice, that one.
We should have a Radio 1 scent.
We should, actually.
That's a great idea there. I shouldn't have said that.
Radio 1 perfume. It's probably the only thing we haven't done merch-wise over the years. But, like, if you do wear a celebrity one, Would you tell anyone else? Like, if someone out there right now is listening to here and like, where's the David Beckham aftershave? Do you tell people when they go, oh, you smell nice. What's that? Do you say David Beckham? Because you probably don't.
This can't be true. I've just heard the only way is Essex has its own perfume.
No, it doesn't.
Surely not.
Seriously.
Oh, my God. It's a good point, though. Would you admit to it?
What are you wearing? It's J-Lo Glow. You wouldn't say that.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Flow Rider, it's BBC Radio 1. Amy's been on saying an ex of mine wore Callum Best's fragrance. There were a few warning signs, but this was the deal breaker.
Yeah.
Yeah, bye. And hello, Sam in Edinburgh, who's just done a follow Friday on Twitter. Oh, wow. This remix is by the Freemasons. London Grammar.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Do you remember when you were really stressed before Christmas and I took you Christmas shopping?
Yeah.
And we saw the 007 aftershave?
Yeah.
What are you wearing? James Bond?
Mm. I think that's quite cool.
It's not.
Is it not?
No, I don't think so.
What if you say 007?
I'm wearing 007. Sorry if you got that for Christmas. What are you saying, Chris?
I think I'm going to sound a bit weird saying this, but I'm going to crack on anyway. You know when you... I think the easiest way to describe this is attempt to tickle yourself on your arm, and it never feels quite the same as when someone else does it.
I don't think I've ever tried that in my life, but I'm trying it now.
But you know, it's quite a nice feeling. Be honest. If we're all honest here, there's, you know, it's just a nice feeling.
But tickling yourself is rubbish.
It is. For some reason, it doesn't quite work the same.
No.
And it's awkward. If you haven't got a boyfriend or a girlfriend, it's very difficult to find someone who'd be willing to do that for you.
I still think it's weird to even ask your boyfriend or girlfriend, can you tickle me? That's still weird.
I think that's a standard.
Give me a tickle. I mean, if it's done as a kind of sign of affection, like spur of the moment, yeah. But not, can you actually tickle me? That's odd.
But I don't really want it done with any affection. I just quite like the feel of it.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's almost like I need a friend who would give me the benefits of being able to just give me...
Okay, where's this going, please?
Tickles on the arm.
Where's this going?
And I know I sound
that person,
a bit weird
it's
saying
it's not going to be me.
This is what I was going to say.
No.
I was thinking about this and I was going... Because I was sitting by my computer earlier and I was like, do you know what? I'd love that right now. And tried to sort of do it to myself and it was rubbish.
So is it just like on the, where is it? On the forearm?
On your forearm. You know, it's just nice when someone sort of.
On the inside?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But what?
It's a little bit sexual.
No, it's not at all. That's the thing, it's not. And I think what I'm trying to say is, what is stopping one of my friends, you know, there's nothing, you know, why is it weird?
Because look, mate, it's 2014. What you do behind closed doors
no,
is absolutely
that's
up
the thing.
To you.
I don't want
to
be behind closed doors. What I really wanted was, you know, just to reach out to someone and say, like, would you be up for just gently tickling me? Like,
I know this is weird.
I know this is weird. But what I thought is, you're in a position of power here with this radio show where you could make this less weird.
What, make it a thing for people?
Yeah, there's no you know, affection, nothing like that.
Doesn't mean anything.
It genuinely doesn't mean anything. It just feels quite nice.
Okay.
And I suppose the hope would be that this would become normal.
Okay, so for me to make it acceptable in public, is that what you want?
Yeah, it's a bit like, because I know it's kind of not really something you can do with your friends very easily. It's a bit like that time... Do you remember we'd gone out the night before and
I shaved you.
Yeah. And we thought and it seemed right in the morning, but I think that's because we're a bit hungover.
Yeah.
And
possibly
still. But looking back now, I think that was a bit.
Do you think that crossed the line?
That crossed the line somewhat.
I've got to say, the other friends in my house at that time did think it was odd as we marched upstairs and I shaved you.
Yeah.
In retrospect, probably a bit weird for other people.
It was weird.
Yeah. But tickling, not so much.
And I think, I don't know if this is just me that likes this and this is just me, but I'm sure there must be other people who like it. And also, it's almost like you need a sort of a friend who would give you the benefits of just that. Do you know what I mean? No affection.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it reasonable for me to ask, say, you or someone around me at work?
On a random Friday afternoon.
We're in the office.
Yeah.
We both like it. Why don't we just do, you know, we're not breaking any laws.
No. Very free and easy here.
Can I ask colleagues.
I'm a man, you're a man.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's nothing in it. Can I ask colleagues?
Yeah, I think so.
To help me out.
Have
like
you been?
That?
Have you done this already? Haven't you? I'm getting a feeling that you've done this.
Yes.
Oh God. In the office.
I just want to try break down some of these barriers.
Right, I'll hear it after the Vamps. Hey, I met the Vamps last night. Every time I see them, they sing my name like a football chant, and I don't really know why. Here's really? The evidence from their Instagram. To the tune of Silent Night. Hey, I've got an idea. Why don't you ask one of your friends off the Secret Life of Dolls?
Brilliant.
You'd both be masked up.
Yeah.
Anonymous.
Not me.
Give me a tickle, Sophie.
Few people saying I am weird, but I'm right.
Yeah.
I suppose what I'm trying to do here is break down this barrier then.
Yeah, I think so, to make tickling kind of acceptable in public. A lot of people like their feet being tickled, which is a bit...
But you see, I think that's too far.
I wouldn't ever tickle your feet. Feet are weird anyway.
I can't expect someone at work to but that's different,
isn't more
it?
That's more a partner thing, I think. Tickling my shoulders, that's a bit... I find that a bit odd, I don't know why. But a lot of people, you're saying you're absolutely right.
And I think people would like... If people felt that they could go up to, maybe not their boss, but... other people in their office and just suggest this idea and it was perfectly normal.
Yeah.
You know, as normal as anything else you do in the office.
Absolutely. Like, it could be almost like a greeting, you know? Me and my friend Sam used to do tickles on the arm all the time. Not weird. Now my boyfriend and I earn tickles like rewards. Okay, whatever that's you do, Helen,
yeah, again,
in your
that's...
own spare time is fine. Murphy Tidville, though, isn't it?
With the right, someone's put. This is a good idea as well. If you do create, you know how you can create your own handshake, that kind of thing. But you go slightly further and just give it a little tickle. That might catch
a little tickle. Okay, here what happened when Chris tried this out in the office. Next on Radio 1,
the Scott Mills Daily.
Let me take a call. Hello.
Hi, Scott. It's Brad.
Brad, what are you saying?
I'm saying that my brother and my dad. Often at home, they sit down and they find different flowers around the house, pull the leaves off and find the best tickler in the house.
They what?
They find the best tickling apparatus from different flowers and different house ornaments. They pull parts off and sit on the sofa and...
Okay, so you're not the only one. Someone's just texted in that said that they like being tickled so much, and if they can't find somebody else to do it, they will just fold everything, like bits of paper, into an edge so that they can tickle their forearm themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they do. They pull parts off different ornaments and tickle each other with them. And then if they find one that's better than the last one, they throw the last one in the bin and they carry on with the next one.
Yeah. And do you indulge in this with your dad and brother?
I walk out the room. I find it a bit strange.
Yeah, sure. I think, okay.
What?
No, it's all fine. No, I'm saying that's good to hear, but I'm trying to break down these barriers.
Yeah. Next time, get involved, Brad.
Don't get me wrong. No, tickling's all right if you're with your partner. But
no, I don't think it's... I think it's fine. I think friends should be allowed to do it. Family members, there's nothing wrong with it.
Are you coming round to the idea, Scott?
Yeah, I think I am. So many people are saying that they are as well. They already do it. Like, with their mates. People are in relationships, but with their mates at work, sometimes they will have a little stroke.
Yeah.
It's just when they're tickling each other and they're interrupting the TV programme, trying to find something, trying to find a different flower to pull the petal off.
Where do you live?
I live in Murfield, West Yorkshire.
Yeah. All right, well, good to speak to you, Brad.
Yeah, love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Dr. Dre, Eminem, three other people, I Need a Doctor on BBC Radio 1. Good afternoon. This is Scott Mills.
What was that?
I don't know. It's 2:15. Oh, wacky music. So, what Chris is saying is, in an ideal world, there'll be a time where you can just stick your arm out and your friend will tickle it.
Yeah, won't
it
think
feels
anything
nice.
To it.
No.
It wouldn't be weird.
No. At the moment, a bit weird, but it shouldn't be.
No.
Kirsty from Newry's been on with... This is a very sad tale. She used to be really ticklish, and then one day, it was just gone. She's just kind of run out of tickles.
Really?
Not ticklish anymore.
That's
odd. That's gutting, isn't it? Imagine that. It's like, oh, go on, tickle me. After years of being like, no, and then now, nothing.
You've got to be in a mood for that. But I'm talking about just the gentle sort of forearm tickles. Everyone really likes it. And anyway, to break down these break down the boundary, I thought I'd go round the office and sort of ask people to help me out on that front.
Okay.
Nothing in it.
No.
I just need them to just sort of gently tickle me, ideally. And
I mean, it's not like you want to get with any of these people.
No. And I thought if I just did it outright, said it how it is, then it won't feel weird.
Okay. So just breaking down the barriers of just a little tickle on the forearm there. Is it the side with the hairs or is it the inside?
No, so if you were to turn your arm upside down.
Upside down?
You know what I mean.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah. Kind of in.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, let's see how it went in the office then, shall we?
You all right?
Yeah.
Do you want to do me a big favour?
What?
It's weird.
Okay.
It's fine. Do you want to just gently tickle my arm? There's nothing weird about
Why
it.
Why would I?
It just feels nice.
Alright, well,
just carry on with what you're doing.
Let me see if I've got some antibacterial hand gel.
No, you don't need to clean up beforehand, mate. It's just a gentle. There you go. Carry on with what you're doing. Just
okay. Is that nice for you?
It's nice. It does still feel really uncomfortable, though, for some reason.
Yeah. It's sort of like if I focus on what I'm doing, it's fine. But when I then remember.
Yeah, when you remember what you're
doing.
Yeah.
It's like having
it's
a cat,
weird.
Which isn't a cat.
Also, people are looking on slightly weird.
Maybe I should stop.
Cheers, eh?
Oh, this is really awkward.
It was fine. I mean,
It's Chris in the office there.
Yeah, you can hear how calm he is throughout it.
It's like having a cat that isn't a cat. Sure.
I know it's an odd request, but my thinking was, look, maybe if you do this a couple of times, it will just start to feel less awkward. People
will
know what you're up to.
A lot of people want to be your arm-tickling buddy because they love it so much. I mean, it's a really...
There's nothing in it.
No, there's nothing in it, you know, but it definitely needs to be a thing.
I
you didn't try Ahmed.
Yeah, I tried Ahmed.
Okay.
Ahmed, do you want to just gently stroke my arm?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I saw you looking.
Yeah, I know. I was feeling a bit lonely.
Does it feel all right to you?
It feels lovely.
Do you know what I mean? It just feels nicer when someone else does it. I know it's weird.
Why do you like it?
I don't know. It's just a nice thing, I think. Are you enjoying this?
Strangely, yes.
Well, no, that concerns me, because there shouldn't be any enjoyment for you. You should just be giving.
Sorry.
I'll leave you to it.
Okay, that was awkward, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I'm going now. Goodbye.
Because that's the point. I don't want to be doing this with someone that's
enjoying it also.
Because they should just be doing it as a sort of favour, shouldn't
they? Right, so you just want to take it, but the giver should not be enjoying it at all.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They shouldn't feel anything.
Right. But you get the, like... maximum enjoyment out
no, but
of
that's
it.
What I'm saying. You need someone to do it. If you try and do it on your own,
you can't do it.
It doesn't work as
you know
well.
The only place you can tickle yourself?
Where?
Roof of your mouth. Fact.
What?
With your tongue.
Oh, right.
Go, try it now. Everyone try it. Go on. Yeah, you can.
No, I don't know. I didn't get that.
Yeah, I just got it then.
Anyway.
You can do it.
Can't
tickle yourself anywhere else. Oh, not Matt Edmondson.
Final one.
Oh, God.
You all right?
Hello.
Do you like it when someone just does that gentle tickle thing on you?
Yeah, I love it.
Would it be weird if I asked you to do it to me?
I mean, it'd be slightly weird, yeah.
But I'm hoping after like 30 seconds or so it'd be less weird, wouldn't it? So just carry on with your work, but just give me a gentle tickle.
So what am I doing? Just
up and down,
a light scratching?
Like how you would like it, I guess.
Okay. I'm using both hands for my work, so it's going to slow me down.
Okay. Yeah.
How does it feel?
It feels great, but it still feels weird. I was hoping that if I was just really open about this.
Are you normally that sweaty?
Okay. I would hope that it would be...
It's a very moist forearm.
It's fine. It still feels weird, though.
Yeah. Close your eyes, imagine it's someone else.
Yeah, but then I remember... Do you know what I mean?
Were you imagining me? Is
no.
That the problem?
All right. Well, thanks.
Yeah? You don't seem to...
No, because...
I feel like I got more out of that than you did.
Yeah, see, that's not right, is it?
No, that's how it shouldn't be. I think, in essence, I'm looking for a tickle buddy.
Yeah, you are. That's what you're looking for. Ben in Milton Keynes has to admit to us now, when he was at school, he paid a girl £2 to tickle his arm for 10 minutes. Kind of weird looking back, but at school, all fine.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Charlie from Oxford's been on. Was listening to the Radio 1 Breakfast Show this morning with Grimmy. Did you hear this? Did an appropriate but kind of embarrassing attempt at a who.
I like that.
I want to hear this.
Appropriate but embarrassing.
Oh, it looks like the old, sort of old, like, Rave Hacienda poster or something like that from 1985, something like that. Who?
I like it. It's becoming a Radio 1 thing now, though.
1985, something like that. Who?
Who? Sick. If you're going to do it, do you know what I mean? Do it. Mm. It needs to be, ah! Like, don't just half-heartedly do it. Don't do it like a small...
1985, something like that.
Not acceptable.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Good afternoon, this is Scott Mills. Hey, let's play a game. So, this is my new game, which we've just invented. And it was inspired by a real or no real question that we had on Wednesday on this show.
Currently at the number 14 position in the singles chart of Costa Rica is Gangster's Paradise by Coolio.
Real or no real?
It was real.
That one's real.
Yeah. It is real. So that, at the moment, is huge in Costa Rica.
Tune.
Nobody knows why. So after that, we did a bit of research. We don't know why Coolio and Gangster's Paradise is in their charts. So I'm going to do like a higher or lower game with you now. Play along for 10 Scott Mills points for each one you get right. We're going to do it like a higher or lower, only it's going to be older or newer, okay? Because we've looked at some charts from across the world, and there are some really strange things going on.
So it's older or newer?
Yeah, so for example...
Older.
That was released in November 1995, Coolio, Gangster's right. Paradise, all right? So I'll tell you when they were released. So, for example, number 16 in the UK at the moment is Katy Perry, right?
Yep.
Number 16 in Laos, older or newer than Katy Perry? As an example, before we start.
Okay, I'm going to go older.
Is the correct answer. This is number 16 in Laos at the moment. It's Phil Collins, Against All Odds. Why is that number 16?
Why is that on still?
Are they in the past?
What year was that?
Originally released in March 1984, that one. Wow. Okay, so let's start the game. So we start in the Ukraine. Let's remember, I'm very famous in Ukraine.
Yep.
Kamalia, off of the Meet the Russians, is a massive pop star there, all right?
Okay.
That should
but
be...
That kind of helps a
should
bit,
be a clue.
It? Yeah.
Okay, so... What do you think, at the moment, number 12 in the Ukraine, older or newer than Against All Odds by Phil Collins? Which is number 16 in Laos.
Newer.
You're saying newer than Phil Collins Against All Odds
yeah.
in the Ukraine, number 12, right at this moment, this week. Newer, yeah?
Yeah.
Is the correct answer... It's Evanescence.
Oh, good.
Why? This song reminds me of J.K. and Joel, I don't know why. Yep, that's, for some reason, number 12 in the UK,
now,
in Ukraine.
What year was that?
Originally released in April 2003. Maybe it's just been in the chart ever since. Maybe they've just got, they love it so much that it's still in the top 20.
This is a tricky point of this game, because this is sort of, you know, midway between really old and
yeah.
now, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's still 2003 over there in the Ukraine. So, now we go to Ghana. Number 16 in Ghana, newer... Or older than 2003.
See, this is where it starts to get tricky. I'm going to go older.
You're saying older than 2003? Number
yeah.
16 in the charts in Ghana at the moment.
yeah.
really?
It's a gamble. This is like getting 7 on yeah. the card one.
So, number 16 in Ghana, you are saying older than 2003.
Yeah.
It's correct.
Oh, yes.
Why?
So this is on.
This is on in Ghana. They absolutely love Seal, Kiss from a Rose.
And the date of this one?
This is 1994. Bit more. Ready one.
Okay, is this just an excuse for you to play Seal?
Yeah, bit.
So, 94, right?
1994, so...
Where are we going next?
Next, the current number 12 in Zimbabwe. newer or older than 1994?
What number? Number 12.
Number 12 in Zimbabwe right now in the current chart.
I'm going to go newer than Seal.
Newer?
Newer than Kiss from a Rose or Kiss by a Rose or
Kissed by
a Rose.
A Rose
and I liked it.
Yeah. So number 12 in Zimbabwe, you're saying, is newer?
Yes.
Correct.
Yes. Yes.
Leona Lewis.
Oh, wow. Stop from love. Didn't need the pain. Once or twice was enough. And it this was number one for ages here, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Time starts to pass before you know it, you're frozen. Originally released in October 2007. A lot of people saying that maybe it's because these songs are performed on X Factor in those countries, or an equivalent of, like, The Voice. Possibly.
Could be.
Come on, this is a tune, though. It is good.
I've completely forgotten about it, to be honest.
So good. Let me play a bit more. You cut me open and I keep
bleeding, keep bleeding. Yes. Yeah, someone raises a good point. It's like PJ and Duncan, Let's Get Ready to Rumble, was number one in the UK last year at
that
one point.
That is true. But it's happening a lot in a lot of different countries.
But it's a bit like the story you were telling me about Shane Ward.
Oh, yeah. They absolutely love Shane Ward. Not Warn. Ward. In Africa.
Do you know what? I can never quite remember which one it is, so I always just say it quickly.
Shane Ward?
Yeah.
Off of That's My
Goal. It's too confused. But anyway, so he's big in, where was it?
Africa. I went to Africa twice, one to do a desert trek of a Comic Relief and one to do a programme in Uganda. And all the time when we were travelling, the guys in the van that were driving us around, they're like, oh, he's so good. And they didn't get him on X Factor. He wasn't on.
No.
So they just properly love him. They're like... If you bring Shane Ward to Africa, he will sell out arenas.
But that's the thing. In other countries, some of these people genuinely are.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, it's... I love them.
Okay, right, 2007.
Older
now,
than you are.
Now to Honduras.
Honduras. Now, where's that?
That's South America.
Okay.
Is it? Central America, yeah.
Okay, so older or newer than 2007's Bleeding Love?
That's right.
Zimbabwe.
This is number 8 in the Honduran charts. Newer or older than 2007?
So that's tricky because that's. I'm going to go older.
It's correct.
Yes. Bismillah. No, we will not let you go.
Let him go. I think they've only just heard this. It's originally released in October 1975. Keep up, Honduras. Bohemian Rhapsody. Oh, mamma mia, mamma mia. Mamma mia, let me go. Okay, so...
I'm doing well.
You are doing good. So, currently, number 13 in Malta.
13 in Malta.
Newer or older than 1975?
Newer.
I'm so pleased that we're playing this. Newer?
Newer.
Damn right it's newer.
Oh, it's your dream.
Maybe it's all Eurovision hits there, all the time.
Oh, of course, Malta, yes.
Originally released in February 2012. I'm going to do another round in a minute because I quite like this game. After Euphoria. Joking. I'll tell you how you scored in a minute as well if you want.
Tune.
Yeah, it's a tune.
Even I think so. Look at your face.
She needs the money.
It's a little bit new to a lot of people, this, Scott.
Never really happened for Loreen. Okay, good. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. People are freaking out that I just played a bit of Euphoria. Bryony, Sarah, Emily, Lucy. Good. That was Jay-Z and Justin Timberlake. So it's the charts in other countries game. Don't forget, if you want to hear up-to-date music on
good
the
name.
Chart, it's a good name, isn't it? Sunday at 4 on the official chart with Jamila Jamil. So let's go from Loreen Lauren, Euphoria, 2012, February. to older or newer, the current number 18 song in Sri Lanka.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be easy. So I've got to be 2012.
Mm.
So older.
Older than 2012?
Yeah.
It's a brand new track you may not have heard before.
Never mind, I'll find someone like you.
It is older, but only a bit. January 2011. Adele. Number 18 in Sri Lanka, that's right. Mm. Yeah. Okay, so that's 2011. Currently number 18 in Ghana. Newer or older than 2011?
What number in Ghana?
Number 18.
Older.
Older?
Yeah.
I can tell you the big dance floor smash in the clubs of Ghana right now is...
Hello. I've just got to let you know.
Hello by Lionel Richie.
Cause I wonder where you are.
Don't know who Lionel.
I didn't.
And I wonder what you do.
It's number 18 in Ghana right now. Originally released in February 1984.
Or is someone loving you?
Okay.
You're sending the homepage on Radio 1 crazy at the moment.
Now this, playing Hello, Lionel Richie.
I think we're going to get an email soon, concerned.
Yeah. Why are you playing... Why are you playing...
Because there's pictures and everything. on the,
is there?
Go to the Radio 1 homepage right now.
Is the artwork for Bohemian Rhapsody on?
it's popping up like...
Yes!
Now, but there's a few of them now.
Oh, there wasn't a picture of Phil Collins, was there?
But there's a
no
picture,
one wants that.
The thing is, there's a picture of your face... above all of these tracks that are sounding right. Like now playing Bohemian Rhapsody.
So, that was Hello, Lionel Richie, currently number 18 in Ghana, originally released in February 1984.
Yeah. Good.
Currently number 5 in Lithuania.
Newer.
Newer or older than 1984?
Yeah.
You ready?
Yes. Not 100% sure where Lithuania is, but we'll go with it.
Okay. Lithuania, you don't know where it is?
No.
Are you ready for a massive...
Yes.
It's a bit newer. So, it's Chris Isaak.
Oh, God. This game is... I'm not sure this game was a good idea. Is this newer? Okay, you've lost it, mate. Genuinely.
Yeah.
This is God, what are you doing?
This is wicked
game. Yourself.
I quite enjoy it.
This is ridiculous.
Now playing Chris Isaak, wicked game.
I think we'll wrap this game up soon.
So, at the end of that round, you did
I got,
really
you know
well.
What? I got all of them right.
You got all
genius.
Of them right.
Oh, God. No.
Would you like to hear Beyonce?
Please.
What, even XO? Not even a good one.
Go out of this in a professional way as if, like, as
I'm on the radio.
Yeah.
BBC.
Radio.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Matt's been on. Apparently Wayne's World has just been released in Honduras, which would explain Queen Bohemian Rhapsody. I like that game. We should do it more on a Friday. The older or newer game. It's fun. Number 5 in Lithuania. Wicked game. Wow.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hi, Vicky, who's just got in from college. Jeff in Lincoln's been on. Wanted to get in touch with something from the other day where he was in the communal showers in the gym. A guy walked in, looked down, and he brought in a bar of soap and a plastic soap dish to shower with.
Not just who, but that's... A bit weird as well, isn't it?
Weird, yeah. Soap dish,
and just bars of soap in general for the gym. That seems a bit.
No, my mum still uses the soaps,
but in a communal gym,
it's a bit odd.
That is weird, isn't it?
For the man that wants to make tickling arms a thing.
No, listen, I'm just breaking down boundaries there. I'm not kind of promoting something really odd.
So last night, Cara, the producer of the show, was telling me that she witnessed a full-on fight in the supermarket. Right. So, you know, when it gets to a certain time of the evening and the store have to get rid of all the stuff, right? They reduce it, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
And they put on the yellow stickers. And you, I mean, I love a bargain. And you do get a good bargain, don't you? Walking away with a loaf of bread that's 15p, it makes you feel good for the rest of the night.
Mm.
Anyway, so there's this guy walking around like the food aisles. He's the guy that kind of slaps the yellow stickers on, and all these other people are following him like he's the Pied Piper. They follow him to make sure they get the bargains first. And there was an actual scrap over the fish.
Really?
The reduced fish.
Okay.
So he just goes along, slapping the yellow stickers on, and as soon as they see him put one on, they pick it up. There's somebody with 20 loaves of bread last night. What are you going to do with that? It's going out of date tomorrow.
That's true, yeah.
How are you going to eat 20 loaves?
Very, very cheap.
Very, very cheap.
£1 fish.
Yeah. Ridiculous. We have some for the BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Oh, this is amazing. So Richard in Stockport last night, 9:50. He was in a store that rhymes with Wazda and Stockport. 9:50, they called out the bread that was reduced to 1p. Actual fight. Two people having an actual tug of war for a French stick.
I think it's Wazda that has the, or it's somewhere like that, that has these whoops stickers.
Yeah.
And it's when something gets reduced, it says whoops.
Whoops.
So, whoops. It's gone down in price.
Oh, it's gone down. Whoops. The Scott Mills Daily. Danny Howard.
Hi, Scott. How you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
Really good. Yeah, it's Friday.
Thanks for listening to the whole of the show today. Or did you put us on sometimes and then The Wave in Blackpool some other times?
Hey, I love how you know the local station, by the way.
I used to be the voiceover of The Wave.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Amazing. I was driving back from Blackpool today, listened to the whole show.
On The Wave?
On the way. I thought I wouldn't make it, but here I am.
Oh.
It's weird.
So, Danny's on tomorrow. He's got Dance Anthems from 4 o'clock. What have you got?
Well, in the guest mix, we've got a DJ and producer you might not have heard of, but he's taken the USA by storm. He's called Mac J, and he's been in the guest mix tomorrow. Looking forward to that. And in Push the Tempo, Breach, featuring Andrea Triana, tune, Everything You Never Had, getting its tempo pushed.
So you'll be speeding that one up a bit?
Yeah, sort of. From slow to fast.
No. Come on. It's better than that.
It's better than that. It's, you know what it is, Scott. You know it. Tell me what it is.
What, Push the Tempo? Yeah. I've done it.
Oh, yeah, of course you have.
I've done your show.
Oh, yeah, I forgot last year. I was on holiday.
That needs to happen again. I want to do it again.
I'm going to Sunday, but I'm not off next week.
Oh, I was going to say, how rude. I've not been asked.
Okay.
Is it Dan and Phil doing Dance Anthems?
Yeah.
How rude. Anyway, so Greg's here with Feet Up Friday at 4 o'clock. We're excited to meet those, aren't we?
Yeah, can't wait.
But now it's time for Real or No Real. What do you think of this lot?
Harry Styles is such a heavy sleeper that his people can often only get him out of bed by sending someone in to tickle him.
He could be your tickle buddy.
I love that. It's true, isn't it?
Yeah.
Admit it.
It is. Well, when I was listening, I was agreeing with you, Chris.
Because you're not, like, afraid of embracing that kind of side of you, are you? I mean, no. You moisturise, you dye your hair, that kind
I don't
of thing.
Dye my hair, Greg! He's just sneaked out there.
And and so I can imagine you just needing a little tickle every
I
now and
then. Do not dye my hair.
I know.
I am partial to a bit of moisturiser with a hint of tan.
You're a metrosexual.
I like a tickle. I was thinking, we used to do this, me and my friends, it's a way to disguise that you want a tickle. It's a game where you turn your arm the other way, so your hand's upright. And you just sort of get someone to tickle the top of your arm really gently. And you have to guess when it gets to where your elbow joins.
I found this out only the other day. This is so true.
But you never get it right.
You can't. It, for some reason, it mucks up like your brain and tell where it is.
So, really?
So you just do it to each other. Chris wouldn't be looking. He has to guess when it gets to his elbow.
So, you know.
So you're like, tickling with a biro right now.
Yes.
And Radio 1.
And yeah. I know this sounds.
I'm doing it quickly.
Loads of people will be saying this game. I still don't think it's. Now.
So you're right, he's not.
Oh,
he's
not close.
It's about a centimetre
away. But generally, for some reason, your brain
messes with your mind.
Work it out.
It's a good way to get at a tickle without actually asking for it directly.
There you go, from the pro there. Have you. So Harry Styles, he is a deep sleeper, isn't he? Because when we last spoke to him, I think on this show, he was very tired.
He looks like he likes a good. Look, have you seen his hair? Bedhead.
I've actually had to wake him up before, and it's not easy.
Mm. Did you have to tickle him?
No, not on this occasion.
Well,
just
have
to shake him.
I'm going to say no real for this.
I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say real?
Yeah.
Does Harry Styles have to be tickled into life every morning?
That one is no real.
Oh,
okay.
After all that.
Anyway,
good. What about this one? Is this real or is it no real?
London Grammar describe Night Call as the happiest song they've ever written.
Well, if you listen to Dance Anthems on a Saturday, we do play a happy remix of that track.
I know you do.
Yeah, just saying.
But not necessarily the happiest song on the planet.
That's their thing, though, isn't it? Quite down tempo and chilled. Tell you a nightmare, so tell you how-
got to be joking.
You can imagine that.
That's like Evanescence.
It depends how you look at it, Scott. It depends how you look at it. At the end of a film, you know, an emotional film where two people have not seen each other for ages, they get reunited and this is played in the background. Yeah. That's happy.
I don't know. It's quite haunting.
Yeah.
So London Grammar say their songs, not really happy, but that's the happiest song they've ever made.
Oh, but yeah, but I can believe that that's the happiest song they've ever made.
I agree.
The happiest song ever, no way. But the happiest one they've ever, I'm going to say Real.
I also am going to say Real.
That one is no Real.
Oh, sorry.
Made that up.
Yeah.
Sorry, London Grammar.
Up until May last year, it was illegal in the UK to be an incorrigible rogue.
I have to say, I don't actually know what that is, Scott.
I don't know what that means either.
Incorrigible, is that not like, how would you say, like, can't...
I want to help you
what
out
does
here.
It mean?
Good.
Not like, you can't be kind of corrected, like you're incapable of being like...
It's basically saying you can't be a rogue,
yeah.
Right? So it sounds like it's some kind of old law.
Someone that's a bit naughty.
Right.
Incorrigible,
okay.
I think.
Right. So it's some kind of old law which says you're not allowed to be naughty.
Naughty boy.
Right.
Yeah, and there's a law against it.
So you're not allowed to be a naughty boy anymore.
But up until last year. So it was one of these old laws. They've suddenly gone, actually, we don't need this law anymore. Changed it. Am I right?
Yeah, I've broken that.
Okay. So I'm going to say no Real, because people still are naughty. Danny?
I'm just looking at the pattern here. I'm going to say there are two no Reals. I'm going to guess it Real.
Just because there's been two.
Just because of the pattern, yeah.
That's probably right.
That one's Real.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
Oh, damn it, he's worked it out. And next...
Morgan Freeman once got so bored during a promotional interview for a film, he fell asleep on camera.
You get that, though, because when they're sort of promoting a film or something, they're getting asked the same questions, they're getting the same answers.
So boring.
They need the Stark treatment.
Well. But I can imagine someone like Morgan Freeman, who's done a lot of films, falling asleep. I can imagine him...
And he's quite old, so he probably needs a nap.
After a nap. Yeah, it depends what time the interview was, I guess.
And a hard-working guy, so...
Yeah, he is. He's in everything.
Cat nap.
But if true, this would be an incredible video, I would imagine.
Yeah.
That's the thing, and I can't remember having seen that.
No.
What would you do in that situation, Chris? Because I know you've interviewed a few movie stars in your time.
Yeah.
And they fell asleep. How would you react?
I'd probably just leave them to it. Just walk out.
Just be like, walk out really quietly. Like.
You wouldn't carry on, would you? You'd just be like, oh, fair enough.
You'd do the answer for him.
You'd say to their people, I think they're asleep.
There'd be that horrible moment where your question's going on and on for a while, and then you're like, you're asleep, aren't you? Yeah, right. I'll leave you to
it. Gives you a grunt.
I fell asleep on Radio 1 once.
Yeah? Did you?
Cool story. Yeah, it was Robbie Williams was playing, and... the producer was like, wake up.
Was it because you don't like his songs?
Good impression.
Wake up. The record's finished.
So he would wake you up?
Yeah, he had to actually...
Every now and then.
He actually like, had to shake me.
And was he
the
Irish?
Record was off.
Was he Irish?
He was a bit Irish.
Yeah, sounded it.
So, Real or no Real?
I'm going to say... Oh, well, what are you going
to
say, Danny?
I'd like to... I think it'd be good to see. I think it'd be quite funny if he did. So I'm going to say Real.
I'm going to say no Real.
That one is Real.
Yes.
Oh. Yep.
It was a live interview on Fox in the US. I'm going to show you the video now. We'll try and put this on the Twitter, actually.
Morgan Freeman once got so bored during a promotional interview for a film, he fell asleep on camera.
The thing about this movie is we do tricks.
So Michael Caine's just like,
I mean, these are the biggest
waffling on.
Magic tricks you've ever seen in any movie.
Also in the film with him.
But not only
Morgan Freeman, it's actually asleep.
They then in the movie show you how it was done without CGI. So it's quite a wondrous thing to sit there. We were
He's
in
gone.
The audience last night.
I love how the film's called Now You See Me.
Absolutely soundo. And at the end of that,
Danny got 20, I got 10.
Oh, yes, Danny Howard! Oh. And he wins. And he's on tomorrow, Dance Anthems from 4 p.m.
Oh, yeah, see you then.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So that was Friday's show and all our best bits. If you hit subscribe, you will get this podcast all the time delivered to you every day. Just hit the subscribe button. We're back on air Monday afternoon from 1 p.m.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.